In short, in summary, now as a Buddhist, as a student of the Dharma, and towards the Triple Gem, we need to have a non-regressing faith in the Triple Gem and names with regard to good or bad actions. We should know what to adopt and what to leave out and what not to take, what to do. That's the second thing we need to do. And the third one that I've always been saying is that of the Buddha-citta. Which means with revival self is a central importance, but instead to substitute self-cherishing, we're cherishing all sentient beings. Now, if you're possessed of these three, and these three, you must always, through every means and way, to remember this. So therefore, towards a Triple Gem, this faith towards them, take refuge properly in the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, and if we have these as our foundation, and only then, towards all the non-Buddhists, this is what differentiates ourselves from non-Buddhists. Now, the people from external path are non-Buddhists, or people from internal path, which is the Buddhists, means that if we do not take refuge in Triple Gem, and all these actions of good virtuous actions that we do can only be causes for our rebirth and three high rebirth, but not towards liberation. But if after you have taken refuge in the Triple Gem and we have faith, devotion, the blessing of the Triple Gem, then we will then the virtuous actions will then increase forever more, increase swiftly and fast, and towards good and bad actions, and what to adopt and what to actually leave out, and whatever to adopt and whatever to leave out, whether in Vajrayana or is in the Sutra teachings, and this is the more essential, the most important integral section part of the Dharma practice, and with regard to a good heart or you want to say bodhicitta, whatever mind they want to benefit all beings, and this is what differentiates the Hinayana or the Mahayana vehicle, and that's the tipping point, and that's the qualifying criteria between the Hinayana or the Mahayana traditions. So what Rinpoche is saying that today we have the right causes and condition to give so extensive Dharma teaching, and really hope that all of us can remember this in our hearts and always learn what to adopt and what to do. But this be our guide, and this is very important. And if we are not able to do this, and simply just listening hearing in from the right ear but leaving out from the left ear, then the person who speaks is like that, the person who listens is like that, of course there seems some good karmic retribution from the Dharma teaching, but there is no exactly a substantial benefit to be gained from the session. So the most important is to implement and put these into practice, and like what you've said earlier on, and even if all the the greats, the entire canon, sutra canon, memorize is very fluent with them, and it's also not helpful unless you remember this, and it's a very precious opportunity to be giving this Dhamma teachings, and I really hope that this will be of benefit to all of us. So also that Rinchen Chenpo and Longchenpa has also said this before, and what they mean is that giving rise to bodhicitta as well as the beginning, the actual practice and the concluded practice, and all these are all important on the path to enlightenment. These are the most important, the three extraordinaries in our path to enlightenment, the three profounds, which is the first one is that with actions that we have done, we should know to give rise to the bodhicitta motivation, and when already engaged in actual Dhamma practice, for example, in listening to the Dhamma, we should think that we're listening to the Dhamma, not to say that it's a very simple thing, and is the teacher able to teach properly? How is it going to be like when he teaches? And not to harbor this kind of thoughts, and it's not, then there won't be any good actions from it. Now, the most important is that I'm here to listen to the Dhamma. I should think that the teacher is that the Buddha Shakyamuni himself that's teaching us, and all these great profound Dhamma, and that I myself is not just by myself benefiting only myself, but after I've listened to the Dhamma, I hope that I then will be able to benefit all sentient beings equal to the universe. And with this kind of bodhicitta, a heart of bodhisattva, we shall come to a Dhamma center. That's the second kind of profound. A third is that with all these mental afflictions that we have in our work, and all these external distractions, and to leave them out, and with very sincere devoted mind, trying our best to listen to the teacher's teachings, and in this actual practice means this actual practice means that we need to actually to enter into a voidness understanding like factor. For a Dzogchen practitioner, a person is able to enter to this kind of state, but for beginning practitioner like ourselves, that what we need to do is difficult for us, so we need to do is to try our best to listen carefully to the Guru's teaching. And finally is that of the dedication. What is dedication? Now dedication means within dedications in a Dhamma practice, inconceivable merit is being generated. So with this kind of good motivation and you're listening to it, and eventually it shall actually yield a very great merit. And all this great merit, and we should merit is not to forget about everything. Now we are live together after the program, then this will not be helpful. Now most important is that all this dedication, we must know how to dedicate them. It's called the bodhicitta dedication, that all dedicating the all beings equal to the universe. And through my listening to the Dhamma, all these beings temporarily they shall receive the happiness of gods and the human right, and eventually the all beings will attain enlightenment. But if we do not know how to dedicate like this, we can think that all just as how the Buddhas of the past, or just as how present the Buddha, or how the Buddhas of the past have dedicated, then all these merits, that just as how these Buddhas of the three times dedicated. Now similarly, I myself will dedicate in such likewise way to all sentient beings equal to space. And this is also known as a kind of bodhicitta kind of dedication. Now these are the three profound Longchenpa has actually recommended, and if we actually possess of these three profound, and it's called regardless of whether it's small virtues or any kinds of virtues, all these virtues will all be harnessed in our path into enlightenment. So in our Dhamma practice, this is a very important point. Thank you. So now Rinpoche said he seldom give Dharma teaching like this. His main idea is to continue the lineage through bestowing the Dharma in all the respects. And he may think that giving the Dharma is Dharma teaching, but the actual Dharma teaching is not our real duty, which means that all the past lineage through oral transmission, through initiations, and all these to categorically to pass it down. So like Rinpoche in the past few days, now Yinan actually given the Rinchen Tezot of over a month, more than a month, and after that he rushed down to Singapore to actually continue with the Dharma program. And he said these are his main responsibilities, and but giving the Dharma teaching is left to the Kimpos, the college teachers, and which they call the Kimpo, and these Dharma teachings are left for the Kimpo. And but he's given a simple Dharma teaching today, and hope that it will be of help to all the students. This is what he said. This is his aspiration, which is the four immeasurables, and the all beings have caused and happiness, cause and happiness, be free from the suffering, and the cause of suffering, and all beings. Never be free from happiness, and always be free from suffering. And the fourth one is equanimity, of course, and all beings live in equanimity, free from attachment, hatred, to things once and far. And Rinpoche said this is his aspiration of the four immeasurable, and is now blessing and wishing all of us well.
Come on, 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 come on